Chapter 42. Jesse sat with the Plum twins on a bench in the public garden across from the hotel near the swan boats.
"Our room is such a mess," Corliss said. "The maid hasn't cleaned up yet," Claudia said.
"This is fine," Jesse said. "Right here."
"What would be a trip," Corliss said, "would be to get high and take a ride on those boats."
"At night," Claudia said.
"You took the pictures of your sister and the two men," Jesse said.
"What?" Corliss said.
"You took the threesome video of your sister."
"We did not," Claudia said. "Not,"
Corliss said. "Yeah," Jesse said. "Eric already told me, and Khan will say so as well."
"How do you know Eric?" Corliss said.
"I'm the chief of police," Jesse said. "I know everything."
"You know Conrad?" Claudia said.
Jesse smiled. "So what's up with that?" he said. Both of them giggled. Jesse wasn't sure at what. Maybe that was a Plum family technique. When in doubt, giggle. He waited. They looked at each other.
"Flo," Corliss said. "Flo asked us to."
"On Darnell's boat," Jesse said.
"Oh, you know that," Claudia said.
Jesse nodded. No one said anything. Full of adults and children, the swan boats elegantly pedaled their slow circuit of the pond.
"Flo wanted us to do it that way," Corliss said.
They seemed to speak with instinctive deference to each other's turn.
"Why?"
Jesse said. Again, the girls looked at each other.
"She wanted to jerk Harry's chain," Claudia said.
"Harry?"
"Harrison,"
Corliss said.
"Darnell," Jesse said.
Both girls nodded.
"Because?"
"Because he dumped her," Claudia said.
"She was his girlfriend," Jesse said. Both girls laughed.
"Aren't you funny?"
Corliss said. "What was their relationship?" Jesse said.
"She was the one, you know," Claudia said. "The one he kept."
"And the other women?"
"Entertainment, you know," Corliss said. "Like fishing," Claudia said. "Or skeet or bridge."
"And Florence didn't mind them?"
"Not as long as she had her place," Corliss said.
"Which was," Jesse said.
"Head nigger," Claudia said.
Both girls giggled again.
"But Darnell reorganized," Jesse said.
"He dumped her," Corliss said, "for Blondie Martin."
"And Florence took this video on his boat to make him jealous," Jesse said.
"She would never do it with him," Claudia said. "Harrison was always after her to go with him and Tommy Ralston," Corliss said.
"But she wouldn't."
"No, but when he dumped her, she done it with a couple of former crew guys and sent him the tape."
"To make him jealous?"
"Yeah."
"Did it work?"
"He sent for her," Corliss said. "Flew her up to Boston."
"There's no record of her flying to Boston," Jesse said.
"He had his pilot fly her up in his private plane."
"When?"
"Beginning of June," Corliss said. "She told us he was up here early for race week and she was going to join him."
"What is the pilot's name?" Jesse said.
The sisters looked at each other. They both shrugged.
"Larry,"
Corliss said. "Last name." They both shook their heads.
"Just Larry is all we ever knew,"
Claudia said. They watched the swan boats for a time. Some squirrels darted among the attendant pigeons, hoping for a peanut.
"So how come you didn't tell me any of this before?"
Jesse said. Both sisters shrugged.
"I guess we thought you'd be mad," Corliss said.
"Mad?"
"You know, about us sneaking on the boat and taking the pictures. We were afraid you'd say something to Willis and Betsy," Claudia said.
"Your parents?"
"Yes."
"Why do you care?"
Jesse said. They still got some control of our trust funds.
Of course, Jesse said. So why'd you come up here and see me?
We liked Flo. We felt bad about her.
And you wanted to know what I knew, Jesse said, for fear it might come out.
If someone hurt Flo, Claudia said, we wanted to know. We wanted to help.
So you set up headquarters here, Jesse said, glancing behind him at the hotel, and began to ferret out the truth.
We're having a pretty good time here, Corliss said. You ever do two guys and a woman?
No.
We like two women and a guy, Claudia said, and pressed her breast against Jesse's left shoulder.
It had no part in the investigation. The question wasn't professional. But Jesse couldn't help it. Ever think about love? Jesse said. The twins stared at him for a time, and then giggled.